Now, this transatlantic trade and investment partnership is effectively a trade deal between the United States and the European Union. It hasn't been signed, it hasn't even been completed yet, it's under discussion. But over the past couple of years, I've grown quite annoyed about this, quite anxious about it, because I hear little tidbits about it that really make me wonder whether it is a wise thing for the UK and indeed the EU to sign up to. On the face of it, it appears to be a very one-sided deal. Now, up until now, the contents of this draft agreement have remained secret. There have been threats of criminal prosecution for anyone divulging the treaty's contents. Well, today, for the first time, we can actually see what is in this, thanks to a leak published by Greenpeace this morning. They've published 248 pages of this. It covers 13 of the 17 chapters where the final agreement has begun to take shape. Now, this text includes subjects like EU food safety standards, already thought to be at risk from TTIP, as well as details of specific threats such as the US plan to end Europe's ban on genetically modified foods. It also shows how US corporations will be granted unprecedented powers over any new public health or safety regulations to be introduced in future. And this is the rub here. If any European government does dare to bring in laws to raise social or environmental standards, TTIP would grant US companies the right to sue for loss of profits in their own court system that is unavailable to domestic firms, governments or anyone else. Now, just think about that for a minute. Now, you may remember Jeremy Hunt sitting in this studio in the last year where he absolutely guaranteed that TTIP would have no effect on the NHS. Well, according to this text today, that is very far from the truth. Now, trade agreements are a good thing, particularly when they promote free trade. This agreement, from what I can see, confirmed by this leak today from Greenpeace, seems to be very, very worrying indeed. To my mind, this is so important that if it is to be ratified by the EU, I think it needs to be ratified by the people of the EU in referendums. Controversial, maybe. Let's talk to Mike Gapes, Labour MP for Ilford South and Vice Chair of the All-Party Parliamentary Group on the European Union TTIP agreement. Mike, very good evening to you.
Good evening, Ian.
Do you have as many concerns as I do, or do you think this is fundamentally a good thing?
I think this is over-the-top reaction to what is, as far as I understand it, a leaked version of an early American negotiating position. It is not the agreement. It's not something that has absolutely been agreed. Nothing has been agreed yet. And the Americans may have certain preferred positions, but so do the European Union countries. And there is no agreement precisely because there are very tough negotiations going on. And if we get an agreement, it will then have to be submitted to each of the national governments. And if there's an unsatisfactory draft, it could be vetoed in our parliament by our parliamentary vote, or any other European country of the 28. And in addition, the European Parliament is involved because the draft agreements are discussed there in committees as well. So it's not true to say it's secret.
Hang on a second. It is secret. It is secret.
The American negotiating position was secret.
No.
That has now been leaked. And this is not the agreement. This is an American negotiating position, which was a proposal from the US. But equally, the European Union has got proposals from different countries. And we know, for example, that the commissioner who's responsible for this, a woman called Cecilia Malmström, who's Swedish, she said very clearly, for example, that the public services in the countries do not have to be put out for outsourcing or privatisation, and countries can also renationalise as well.
Why is it, if you say that this is all sort of not secret, why did the European Commission put a 30-year ban on public access to the TTIP negotiating text?
There are, because the Americans do not wish to have things revealed in the negotiations. The Americans are more restrictive. This is a two-way.
So we just bow to the Americans, do we?
No, if you're going to negotiate an agreement, your negotiators can't have running commentaries on every day of for example, the reaction we've just had. This is an American position that's been leaked. It's not an agreement.
So you actually think that threats of criminal prosecution for anyone divulging the treaty's contents, you think that's quite reasonable?
I think that you have to have secret negotiations if you are negotiating something.
Not if you've got anything to hide, you don't.
We've just, for example, internationally negotiated a deal with Iran. Not all of that deal was made public until it was agreed, and then it was put to the various countries' governments to see if they agreed with it. And frankly, this is a much more complicated. A trade deal of this kind, it could take years to negotiate. They negotiated with the Canadians for 7 years, and that's not even been concluded yet. So we're a long way off an agreement here. There are American interests, there are European interests, and there are individual countries' interests in this. So I think this is a little bit hysterical reaction at this stage.
OK, Mike, thank you very much. That's Mike Gapes, Labour MP for Ilford South. John Hillary joins us. He's Executive Director of War on Want. He's also author of The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, A Charter for Deregulation, An Attack on Jobs, An End to Democracy. Well, that sounds rather awful. John, very good evening.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, you heard my conversation with Mike Gapes there. He seems to be adamant that this is actually something that could be of great benefit to Britain and the EU. It's very interesting that this whole issue seems to have brought a bit of a coalition together of people on the right and left who see this as you put, an attack on democracy, an attack on jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the official statistics which have been put out by the European Commission, so that's not our figures, but their figures, say that at least 1 million people will lose their jobs as a direct result of TTIP. So that cannot be good for working people. And I can't understand why Mike Gapes would consider that it's a deal worth supporting. The only people who are going to benefit from it are the big business tycoons who wrote it in the first place. And they're the ones who demand it to be in secret because they recognise that if people find out about it, there's going to be outrage and they're never going to get it through. So really, I mean, it's about people on both sides of the Atlantic having to kowtow to these big business interests just so that corporations can make bigger profits.
And I think the thing that people will be most outraged about is that, I mean, if in its wisdom the British government decided to increase environmental standards and regulation, or indeed brought in some sort of new social policy, and an American multinational company decided that that actually hit their profits, that company could then sue the British government, or indeed the European Commission, I suppose, I don't know, in American courts and expect for those profits to be compensated for.
Yes, absolutely. This is the most outrageous aspect of this deal, that these US corporations would get a unique privileged right, which nobody else has, to be able to sue us, sue the peoples of Europe, as you say, through the government or through the European Union, for any new environmental or public health or social standards which could harm their profits in the future. And that's just a massive threat to democracy, to our national sovereignty. We're being told that you can't make laws in the future, whether it be on public health grounds or food safety grounds, because it could end up harming US multinational
now,
companies.
You have an advantage over me in that you've actually, I think, seen this leaked document that Greenpeace published this morning. Mike Gapes says, oh, well, it's just an early draft. It's the American side. It's nowhere near the final draft. What's your perspective?
Well, I've been an expert on trade policy for 20 years, so I'm afraid I can speak with authority when I say that that is nonsense. What we've been shown sight of is the actual text of the agreement, which doesn't just contain the US side, it also shows what the European Commission is prepared to trade away behind closed doors.
But it can't just be...
It's the first time we've seen that.
It can't just be one-way traffic here. I mean, and I'm as anti the European Commission as you can probably get, but even I don't believe that they would surely sign an agreement that was just advantageous to the United States. Surely there must be something in it for European Union members.
You're absolutely right that it isn't just a one-way street on this, but it's not European people who are going to benefit. The thing that the European Commission is trying to get out of it is more rights for European business to have access to the markets of the USA.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is if you're a big business tycoon in Europe, because it means that your profit's going to go up. But the problem is that it's going to be at the expense of working people in the USA. So, as I said before, it's working people on both sides of the Atlantic who are going to suffer and big business interests which are going to benefit. And that's what the European Commission has said quite explicitly. It's doing it on behalf of the big European companies and the banks.
Just finally, on the NHS, Jeremy Hunt has told me face-to-face that this would have no impact on the NHS whatsoever. Now, this was raised in Prime Minister's Question Time today by an SNP MP for Rutherglen and Hamilton West. And David Cameron replied, "This is the reddest of red herrings, I have to say. The health service is completely protected under this agreement, as it is under other agreements." I mean, he goes on and on, but I mean, from your reading of what you've seen today, is he right?
No, he's not right. And I can say categorically, having seen the leaked text, that we can now see that the supposed guarantees that they were talking about to try and protect the NHS are not guarantees at all. They've used wording which the government has already, in previous years, agreed is no safeguard. So they're going back on what they've already agreed because they recognise that in this country there is outrage that the NHS should be sold away to the highest bidder through TTIP.